This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel. And Michelle, today we are observing an important anniversary on the program.
An anniversary? What is it?
Well, it's an annual commemoration of something, like a birthday. But surely you knew that.
I did, but please don't call me Shirley. Is it a commemoration of an important political event?
No, this is an entirely different kind of anniversary altogether.
Altogether?
Altogether.
No, this is an entirely different kind of anniversary.
That's right. It has been 25 years since those jokes appeared together in the same movie, together with lots of jokes that we can't tell here. Some may remember 1980 as the year of the Reagan landslide or of the Olympic Games that the U.S. boycotted. But for a lot of moviegoers, it was the year that pilot Clarence Over, co-pilot Roger Murdoch, and navigator Victor Basta took off from Los Angeles.
Huh? L.A. departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance. Over.
That's Clarence. Over.
Over.
That's right, the movie Airplane, which is spelt with an exclamation point, is 25 this summer. And joining us from Los Angeles are the co-creators of Airplane. First, Jerry Zucker, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And David Zucker.
Nice to be talking to you, Robert.
And Jim Abrams.
Hi. Good to hear you.
Well, was it fun, actually, making this movie?
It was really fun. Yeah, we had a blast. I mean, partly because it was just fun material and fun to do, but also because it was the first one that we had directed, so it was a really fantastic experience.
It was cool to be on a movie set.
Yeah, we were just glad to be working.
Who among you figured out, by the way, that the likes of Lloyd Bridges, Robert Stack, Leslie Nielsen, Peter Graves could be hilariously funny actors?
That was just always the idea going. I mean, that was really what drove us, the idea of having serious actors play it this way. It wasn't an afterthought. The movie was written not necessarily for those specific actors, although I think we did have Robert Stack in mind when we were writing that part, but we always wrote it for those kinds of actors.
And that's, in fact, why it took us so long to sell it. Studios had trouble getting their minds around it.
In some cases, this is completely incomprehensible to people under 30 who just assume that Leslie Nielsen is a comic actor. He's a comedian.
Yeah, it's kind of like, did you know Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings?
And Robert Stack, Robert Stack was the farthest thing from a comic actor when you cast him in this.
Well, Robert Stack was very famous for The Untouchables. We were kind of enamored with him and just thought he would be perfect for the role of Rex Kramer.
Were any of these actors reluctant to me? Did you have a hard time talking any of them into playing comedy?
Well, I think Stack, when we first went to Stack, I think we were just obsessed with him, and that was before we were with Paramount.
And that's before there were stalkers.
His agent said, you want Stack to be in this movie that you're writing? Is this a go picture? And we all said, what's a go picture?
You should
so
explain it at
said,
this point.
Come back when you have the financing. Yeah. And so we did, and I think we were prepared to just literally camp out outside his house until he said yes, because I think he was the key. The others, I think there were probably backups, and I think we even called Charlton Heston.
George Kennedy, I think, perhaps.
Yeah, George Kennedy.
In fact, we never made a parody movie where we didn't go to Charlton Heston, and he's always yeah. turned us down.
He always turned you down.
Yeah.
I want to play a bit from the movie. This is the moment when two African-American male passengers are unintelligible to, as one said without objection in 1980, a stewardess who got some surprising assistance from another passenger.
Tighten me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack. Chump don't want to help. Chump don't get the help.
Say can't hang. Say seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains anyhow.
Now you have to explain that the bilingual female passenger there, That was played by Barbara Billingsley. Describe who she was for us.
She was Beaver's mother on Leave It to Beaver.
June Cleaver.
June Cleaver.
June Cleaver.
And she was the quintessential TV mom of that era.
And the quintessential white person, too.
Right.
Yes, which was much of the humor at that moment. You have to explain something to me. The writing credit for Airplane includes a credit for Arthur Haley.
I'm actually not aware of a credit for Arthur Haley on Airplane.
On the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database.
IMDb. Yeah, sorry, it's not on the movie. He wrote a movie that was very influential called Zero Hour. It was our inspiration because it was a movie about, you know, a plane with food poisoning, and one of the passengers has to fly it down. And so we were always very grateful to him. But when the studio, you know, his legal department made the determination, Airplane was a completely different film, of course, and a comedy, so there was no credit allocated to him. But we're always felt in his debt.
There was an actual line in Zero Hour. We wound up purchasing the rights to Zero Hour in order to parody it. And there was a line in Zero Hour that said, "Stewardess, we have to find somebody who not only can fly this plane, but who didn't have fish for dinner." And we just lifted that and put it directly in the airplane.
And that's preserved intact.
Yeah.
And also from The Untouchables, there's, that's just what they'll be expecting us to do. He probably said that half a dozen times.
Robert Stack is
in
there.
Yeah, Robert Stack said that.
Yeah, and there's a lot there from Shakespeare and Moliere and the greats. Not worth going into now.
It's too obvious.
Yeah, it's too obvious. I'm sure you caught all those. So. Beowulf.
You've had the opportunity to actually see the movie recently.
We have.
But we passed it up.
What's it like to watch your own movie 25 years later with an audience?
Well, it is one of the real perks of the movie business to be able to sit in an audience and hear the laughter, and to have that opportunity 25 years later was painful. No, it's actually a lot of fun.
You went on to do the Naked Gun movies together.
Yes. We all wrote the first one, and David directed it, and then the second two were pretty much David's.
Did it ever stop being fun doing it together?
Sexually? Or?
No, I'm talking about it creatively. And,
oh, I'm sorry.
And movie making, yes. Yeah.
No, I think it's a great job to have. Our job is, if we're doing our job right, we go to the office and we just laugh the whole time. If we're not laughing, then we're not doing our job. And it is a lot of fun because you just have to laugh a lot.
Well, we all sleep more soundly knowing that you're all doing your job. And when we're not sleeping soundly, we wake up and watch Airplane is what happens. So thank you very much for the job you did 25 years ago.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's Jerry Zucker, David Zucker, and Jim Abrams, the co-creators of the movie Airplane, which came out 25 years ago this summer.